Unsurpassed, penetrating, and perfect Dharma is rarely met with, even in 100,000 million kalpas. Having it to see and listen to remember and accept, I vow to taste the truth of the Tathagata's words.
Good evening. Can people hear me all right? Can you see me all right? Yes? Okay, great. Somehow it feels auspicious to be offering a talk tonight, the last night of March in the year 2022. Thank you for coming to practice with our All Beings Zen Sangha, either in person or in our cloud zendo tonight. From near or far, it is a great gift to practice Zazen together. When someone complains about the state of their life, the myriad difficulties in the world right now, my refrain lately has been to say, "We are still here." I marvel that over the past 2 years, so much has changed. In addition to adapting to the lockdown, then reopening, the reclosing due to the variant wave of the pandemic in December 2021, we persisted. Zazen will find a way. During the past 2 years, we've adapted so that we could have two cohort study groups, precept groups, primarily online, but not exclusively online. And I have changed the form of the morning Jundo to include bowing before Zazen to those assembled in the cloud Zendo. Following that morning service, we offer each person a chance to wish well to their Sangha community. There is a sweetness and a poignancy which is brought to each upon parting then, as we go into our morning, whether you're in person or online. With COVID having killed nearly 980,000 people in the United States in 2 years' time, almost everyone has been touched by grief and loss. I am grateful to be alive and to practice Zazen together. The steady practice of Zazen, meeting students in Dokusan, Zen sewing, and precept and Dharma study have been essential elements in my well-being during the past 2 years. And I suspect that for you listening tonight, that your Zen practice, in whatever form it has taken, has been an anchor of peace in the tumult that is humankind today. Many of you know that Venerable Thich Nhat Hanh passed into Parinirvana January 22nd, 2022. He was a Vietnamese Zen Buddhist monk, peace activist, prolific author, poet, teacher, founder of Plum Village Tradition. Historically recognized as the main inspiration for engaged Buddhism or nonviolent anti-war practice, he touched so many with his presence and teaching that he is sometimes considered as the father of mindfulness in the West and across the world. And he just died at age 96. While he had been in political exile most of his adult life from his home country of Vietnam, which was due to his opposition to the Vietnam War, He was able to return to Vietnam 4 years ago, and he died at his root temple, Thi Huệ Temple, near Hue in Vietnam. But prior to his death, he published a new book focusing on humans and the earth. As a Sangha, we will look at this book for Dharma study during April and May. It's called Zen and the Art of Saving the Planet. That sounds quite auspicious, doesn't it? Here's an excerpt from that book. When you wake up and you see the earth is not just the environment, the earth is us. You touch the nature of interbeing. At that moment, you can have real communication with the earth. We have to wake up together. And if we wake up together, then we have a chance. Our way of living our life and planning our future has led us into this situation. And now we need to look deeply to find a way out, not only as individuals, but as a collective, as a species. When the pandemic began or really impacted us here in Washington, D.C. in early 2020, I offered a talk about the pandemic as portal, the pandemic as a Dharma gate of practice. How essential and true that has been. I'm encouraged that Thich Nhat Hanh says that if we practice, if we wake up together, we have a chance. During each gathering of All Beings Zen Sangha, whether we're doing Dharma study or sitting Zazen and having a service, we chant the four great vows, which we just did a few moments ago when we finished Zazen. The third line of which is, Dharma gates are boundless. I vow to enter them. This is valuing our life. This is valuing all life. This is valuing our choice. Your practice, your life, is precious more than any jewel. Our world is again rent by war. Earth's myriad kind asking for just enough. The contemplative poet Thomas Merton wrote once about his struggle to come out of seclusion into the world as he saw Mahatma Gandhi do over and over to bring wisdom and compassion into action. Merton wrote, I will try like them to be my own silence. And this is difficult. The whole world is secretly on fire. The stones burn. Even the stones, they burn me. How can a man be still or listen to all things burning? How can he dare to sit with them when all their silence is on fire? Thich Nhat Hanh offers us, he sees a way to wake up together, to act together. We have a chance as Sangha. Our Zen ancestors teach us that we can dare to sit still, to to actively breathe in all the myriad causes and conditions, the stones on fire, the pandemic consuming lives. And we can breathe out, feeling, knowing we are still here. Our Zazen opening our eyes to the Dharma gates, the portals for which our hearts call us to move through. Waking up together as Sangha, supporting each other through difficulties and times of ease. And we can validate this through looking at our own life experience. The orthodontist Drew Longham gets this just right when he says, you can go back and you can think about what you thought your life or the world would be like. And you can talk the lesson of the profoundly strange things that you could not have imagined, that were improbable, and you're living them. And then you hopefully get through them. And you're on the other side somehow. And you can't quite figure out how you did it. But then there was some joy that you held onto somehow. And there you are. Here in Washington, D.C., we are so fortunate to live in a city of trees. Not only are there trees throughout the city in street tree boxes, but there are threads of parkland throughout. On Monday, I made a pilgrimage through a thread of parkland between Broad Branch Road and Linnean in a neighborhood not far from the Zendo. The trees on either side of the path were easily 6 feet tall. These beings are so much older than I am today at age 61. As I spied their roots, I felt how they were talking to each other and to me. We can be friends. We are friends along this path of interbeing. In the coming month of April, our All Being Zen Sangha afternoon teas will touch on the environment. I hope you will join us for poetry, reflection upon this Dharma gate that encompasses all things. We can challenge ourselves to untangle what seems unimaginably complex. We can renew our joy in the beauty and wonder that is small and large places. And the journeys and lives that we and all things undergo to arrive alive in April, the year of 2022. Drew Longham here says, well, to me, there's so much that's simple out there, or that appears simple, but that's really complex. It's sort of like the sparrow that appears brown from far away and hard to identify. But if you just take the time to get to know that sparrow, then you see all these hues. You see 5, 6, 7 shades of brown on this bird. And you see the little splashes of ochre or yellow or gray and black and white. And all these things on this bird that at a first glance just appeared to be brown. And so in taking the time to delve into not just what the bird is, but who that bird is, and to understand to get from some egg in a nest to where it is, to grace you with its presence. That it's taken for this bird trials and tribulations and escaping all these hazards. Goes on to say, and so I tend to think about, I try to think about people as much as I can in this way. That each of us has had these struggles from the nest to where we have flown now and the journeys that we're on. And so I think that's important. We can dare to sit still. We can dare to look closer. We can breathe out and be right here, facing the Dharma gate that is before us. Please feel welcome to place your hands in Gassho as I offer this gatha, this small prayer or verse. May we with all beings cherish the chances to be in interbeing with the environment. Let our Zen practice awaken us to our place and our journey with all beings, with space and time. May we have heart mind to see the portal and Dharma gates before us and choose which to enter with wisdom. And when we or others get it wrong, to extend compassion for all the complexity that is the tangle of the world. Beings are numberless. I vow to save them. Delusions are inexhaustible. I vow to end them. Dharma gates are boundless. I vow to enter them. Buddha's way is unsurpassable. I vow to become. Thank you for listening. And once we've ended the recording, if people would like to ask any question